about giraffe.
Love Talk Radio. That's
only $3.49.
What?
From San Francisco tonight. Now, you don't have to go all the way to Afghanistan to see widespread suffering and despair or to witness a tragic breakdown in civil society. You can see that right here, just miles from multi-million dollar homes owned by the billionaire titans of the tech world. Now, homelessness and drug abuse, it's been a problem here for decades, but the situation now is spiraling totally out of control. Earlier today, just a block from a major police precinct, we saw people doing crack on the street and washing their clothes at a dirty, leaky hydrant. This once great American city is cratering. And while we're horrified, rightly so, as the Taliban terrorizes the people of Afghanistan, why are so many numb when our people are being terrorized here? It's a Democrat-engineered American tragedy. But are the voters finally wising up? What we're going to show you tonight will shock you. But first, the great unraveling. That's the focus of tonight's angle. The humiliation of America is unfolding before our eyes in a dramatic fashion. Our president is incapable or unwilling to do the basic tasks of his job, from enforcing our border at home to protecting our national security abroad. His policies have made America more dangerous. The basic cost of living is more expensive today. Our people are more divided. We see that everywhere. He staffed his administration with an assortment of radicals and incompetents. From his Homeland Security Secretary to his Defense Secretary, we see nothing but examples of ineptitude and arrogance. Now, the Taliban is laughing at us. The corruption that plagues the Pentagon and State Department is staggering. Here's just a few of the lowlights. First, the Pentagon, which has a budget, remember, of over $700 billion, somehow didn't realize that the Afghan army had spent billions training would collapse in just 11 days. Neither our Secretary of Defense nor the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs could explain why they were so unprepared. Both should have been fired. I said this, they should have been fired last week. And determined to double down on failure, Biden's people want you to believe that the Taliban can be trusted with American safety.
It's absolutely requiring of us to keep these lines of communication with the Taliban open, who do have checkpoints.
All right, he's accusing Biden of doing his job. How does he take on at one time? There's more people in the world, older, younger, and has more drugs in the street. It's always going to be there, but, too, too much to live, but just be around. No matter how hard you try, whatever you do, you'll do something.
You got a new friend there, bud. He's loving you.
Oh, new dog. What's his name?
Zell.
Interesting. Why Zell?
Why Zell? Because Zell is a great way to send money to friends and family pretty much wherever they bank.
Oh, and Zell has been a lot of banking at. How are yours? Wait, are we talking about your dog or a way to send money? Who's the good Zell?
Zell, look forward in your banking app.
Yes, yay.
always have. I'm not so blown. Rounded by strangers, I fought with my friends. Found myself further from my homeland. Yes, I lost my way.
I'm fixing all of this. So, Peter, what do I owe the pleasure?
I'm sorry to bother you, sir.
Please, stay out the universe together. I think we're beyond you calling me, sir.
Okay. Steven.
That feels weird, but I'll allow it.
When Mysterio revealed my identity, my entire life got screwed up. I was wondering if maybe you could make it so that he never did.
Trent, don't cast that spell. It's too dangerous. Fine. I won't.
The entire world is about to forget that Peter Parker is Spider-Man.
Wait, everyone? Can't some people still know?
That's not how the spell works.
So MJ's going to forget about everything we've ever been through.
Stop tampering with the spell.
Oh my god, Ned, he's my best friend. Oh, my Aunt May should really stop talking. What just happened?
He's picking up.
With the stability of space-time. Multiverse is a concept about which we know frighteningly little. Trying to live two different lives. The longer you do it, the more dangerous it becomes. Be careful what you wish for, Parker. Hello, Peter.
No way home. Spider-Man, No Way Home, 717. Let's,
but it's so good. heavy. So many dreams, so many words we didn't say.
Join Craven Nation, you're in the club. Sign up for Craven Nation in the app to get a free combo plus other exclusive offers. Spike cap, long live slider.
Ready to start eating healthier? Meet Cachava. Cachava is the world's healthiest all-in-one meal. A complete meal in seconds. To keep you going for hours. With over 70 plant-based, giving you all your essentials in one delicious meal. Cheers!
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's yummy.
It's just water, 2 scoops, blend and go. Putting you in control of your nutrition to improve your well-being. Fuel your body and mind. Only the highest quality plant-based ingredients. Made for health-conscious people on the go. A simple change in your daily routine to kickstart a healthier way of life. It's amazing what you can do when you eat healthy and feel your best. Join thousands of happy customers using Cachava to achieve their health goals. It all starts with changing what you put into your body. Click the link and start today.
Yeah.
Forever you
Generous, and I love her. What? How are you? Oh yeah, we can figure it out. Friends, meet the screen. Get that suit going.
Thank you. Broadway in New York City. Saw it's like, oh, Biddeford City Theater. I'll go check that out. I wanted it here and haven't left. I've probably done in the neighborhood of 50 shows or something here, one form or another.
So you said you teach people how to make the set?
Correct. Every set we build right here on site. Usually, we work on weekends because, again, everyone's got a 40-hour job outside of here. So every Saturday and Sunday, we get anywhere from 2 to 20 volunteers. This is a really great way to give back to my community. It's something I'm passionate about, something I love, and it really, you know, it just involves more and more people. So, you know, that's what's really kind of cool about it.
And we couldn't possibly come to a musical rehearsal without joining the cast for a little warm-up and, of course, meet the marvelous women of the Marvelous Wonderettes. It's really like a family. Like, this is only my third show with City Theater, but I seriously feel so at home here. And, like, we're all friends, and it's that's cool in itself. With our friends, but also make art. It's amazing that 52 people can take time out of their lives and create something together and share it with their community.
This place is magical. I can't put my finger on what is so amazing about this space. A lot of it has to do with the people that work here. A lot of it has to do with the history and just the fact that it's just so amazing to be here. But the community theater comes from the fact that people are here because they love it. They all have, or most of them have 40-hour-a-week jobs, which they do something else. And they come here because this is where they get to be creative. This is where they come to feed that part of their soul. And so it's always so magical here. And that makes it wonderful. And I don't but I do. Because that's great. That's why I'm here. People are here because they need to be here.
Where are you going?
Thank you. just want to be the HIV. More love, more adventure, more community. But with my HIV treatment, there's not more medicine in my pill. I talked to my doctor and switched to pure medicine with Dovato.
Prescription Dovato is for some adults who are starting HIV-1 treatment or replacing their current HIV-1 regimen. With the two medicines in one pill, Dovato is an
Thank you. Thank you. So I just left the house to go pick up my kids, and 10 minutes later, I got an emotional alert from Ring. My alarm was going off. I opened up my app, and there's this guy running out the front door. I didn't know who he was. Before I could do anything, I got a call from Ring.
Which way I think I'm forever. Everywhere you go.
I got an update on the weather report update 2 minutes ago. Tuesday 24th, 80 degrees, sunny, warm, 89 high, low 72. Wednesday, dying of the 90.
Thank you.
this song. Not kidding, my charger. This song. Caution show, Frank's in 65. Where am I not? Frank Sinatra is a guest of tonight's show live. And also someone else, Dean Martin. Like Dean Martin, he had his own show, but he came over because he can go to Johnny Caution show to guest. So, say so I took down shortly. Joey Bishop was hosting this song by himself. It is hilarious because, oh, and you And I've been watching more of it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to apologize. Whoever does the Tonight Show, Johnny especially, when he's introducing him, when he's written a book, he holds up the book. Unfortunately for me, the book was not here. The book is Favor the Runner by J.U. Richard Kennedy. And now, if you recall, the last time I did the show, I had on as one of my guests, Frank Sinatra, and I have to tell you what this show did for him. Well, you have my word. The next day, wherever he went, people recognized him. And I was going to introduce... for me to give you another break like I did the last time. Just sit and relax.
So far, this show has been awfully slow. This has been, without a doubt, one of the slowest moving shows I've ever seen.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
It was terribly slow.
Yes. In your condition, the super cheap would be slow.
Yes, if you're wondering about this, I'm celebrating the Dodger victory.
And if it wasn't that, you'd find something else to celebrate?
You know, I've been celebrating a victory for 32 years.
Dean, the Frank talks, shut up.
I wasn't coming here. Just on my way, I slipped on an ice cube, slid right in here. You kidding? When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. When the minute he got to the wheel, I was worried.
Why is it?
The left rear wheel he was on.
Beautiful.
So this is the
how
do
all these people get on our road?
I don't know. I watch this show every night. It's my Jeannie and me.
That's her name.
We watch it every night, and this has been the slowest show I've ever seen. Huh? What do you say, Diego?
I agree.
Well, that's number one.
We want to ask you fellas, what do you only go out in the daytime with these gray suits, such a dress? If this is a midnight show, what are you doing with the gray clothes on?
You guys should be in the balcony.
Yeah.
For the Tonight Show, you come out with grays.
All
right, Bill, how's your foster?
Oh,
never had anything like us on the show, did you? This is the slowest show I've ever seen. Hey, where's that Johnny baby?
It's back there.
Out making a buck again or something?
No, he's doing a very worthwhile benefit, as a matter of fact, in Chicago and McCormick, please.
But for who? For Skits or who?
I really don't know. He's out doing a...
don't write anything there, him, Frank. Is Skits here?
May I just pay you a compliment? No, Skits is not here.
Oh. Good. That's fine. Yes, you may... pay me a compliment. I don't know what it's about.
I just want to say I've been watching your show. I think you're absolutely great on it.
I'm with you.
I'd like to get serious for just a moment. You know, every time I say something to Dean...
You'd like to get serious? What are you, cracking? Are you sick or what?
Just tell you how much I appreciate voice sounds
a little... You know, this man, he has the distinction of being the only man alive I ever ate a dry olive.
Now, what I was going to say would have gotten a bigger chuckle than that. Boy, try and sing it.
Charlie, that he makes martinis with red olives in the morning.
Hey, Dean, don't do like that. Don't ever do like that. I watched you rehearse with this show tonight.
Yeah.
And I just want to get serious to tell you how much I appreciate this,
bro. You said, yeah.
Every time I say the word serious, he goes off.
What's serious about what?
Well, Ken, a fella.
I got a hit show and that's it. What do you want from me? What is so serious about introducing wonderful people like Ella Fitzgerald and George Global? You know, there's no... You get a show, you stick with it, there's no practicing.
No practicing?
We don't practice, we just go out and do it. That's a clever lighter.
Certainly. That's not a lighter?
Oh.
This is a lighter.
Oh.
Just a moment after this word from your local station. And now, here speaking in round figures for the King of Beers is Ed McMahon.
Did you ever think about all the sandwiches that are consumed across the country during...
It just takes that one audiobook to try.
Just one evening's Tonight Show. For example, there are thousands of loaves of bread, hundreds of slices of cold cuts, jar after jar of mustard, actually tons and tons of pickles. And when all those sandwiches are enjoyed, here's a safe bet on what's being enjoyed right along with them. That, of course, would be Budweiser. Bud is the largest selling beer in the world.
Here's a beer that makes it mighty clear what taste is all about. So, raise your sign, it's a friendly sign, Budweiser, king of beer.
If you're planning an icebox raid tonight, go right ahead and pour yourself a Budweiser to go right along with that sandwich. It could possibly cost a little more, but as the Echo says, it's that Budweiser taste that makes it worth it. It is worth it. It's Budweiser.
I'm going to tell you, Johnny's going to be thrilled when he comes back and finds out that the whole show was sustaining. No sponsors.
The whole show was floating, but not sustaining. Now we got a word from one of our sponsors.
Hey, I see that.
Oh, that's all right. Are we on now, or was that another one of them things?
No, we're on. We're on right now.
I don't know what you're doing here today. All the bishops are in New York.
Joe? Yes, Frank?
Up. It's just not. So you're just doing the show for tonight, or how many nights
are
you
going to
do the show?
I signed a deal with NBC. I do it one night a year.
On a Gentile holiday? You work on Los Angeles? This is I mean, are you doing one show, this one show now? Ain't you pitching Wednesday, aren't you?
Damn it, I... Oh, he's crazy.
Boy, I
pretty cats out here. You noticed it?
They're killed off.
See, that's not. Thank you.